Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Bring up the name Joseph, and you will find, of course, in the Scriptures, two great men of God that will come to mind. The first, Joseph, son of Jacob, was known for his dreams and his interpretation of them. He was not only given many great dreams from God, but then he was, of course, an interpreter of those dreams, leading him to lead Egypt with Pharaoh. Today in our gospel lesson, the appointed lesson for the Nativity of our Lord, Christmas Eve, we hear of another Joseph, a son of David, who too was given a great dream from God and also interpreted that dream. The Scriptures call this Joseph a just man. That is to say that he was a faithful man who believed that God would send the Christ, the Messiah, to redeem his people in the fullness of time. He was a man whose faith was active in mercy and compassionate care for others. He looked upon the news of Mary's pregnancy, not with vengeance, but with charity and compassion. He sought to put her away by divorce quietly. He was not going to make a public stink over this and shame her, as the adulterer, according to the law of God back in Leviticus, would be dragged out and stoned for her sins. Joseph did not want to shame Mary. Imagine the hurt of finding out the person who you were betrothed to had cheated on you. What reaction would come to you naturally? Not the reaction of Joseph, I think, but instead the reaction of retribution. That we fall short of this saint's example, for we don't care for our neighbor's reputation, but we seek to slander and to shame all those who have ever wronged us, all too often. It was not so, however, for faithful and just Joseph. Joseph lay down his sweet head that night and was given a gift by God in the form of that dream. When Mary was told about the child conceived in her, it was by the angel Gabriel, face to face, as we'll hear later today. Joseph receives word from an angel of the Lord in the middle of his sleep. There's no conversation, just the word of God flowing through his messenger, that Mary is still pure and undefiled. She has no shame, but instead has been given great glory, for she bears God himself in the flesh inside her womb, that the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Now at this point, if the dream had ended, it may have been difficult for Joseph, but the dream went on. The angel confirmed the message of the dream with the word of God, speaking again of that prophecy of Isaiah to King Ahaz that we heard earlier, that a virgin, the virgin, will conceive and bear a son. You see, without the word of God, we cannot be certain, we can't be sure. If Joseph's dream had been left without the word of God, he would have been left seeking out hidden things in darkness with a corrupt mind and a sinful heart. But with the word of God added to that dream, there was certainty that his faith could grab onto and thus his works could flow out from. That Joseph need only believe the word of the prophet Isaiah, the word concerning the virgin, his own betrothed Mary, the handmaiden of God, indeed the mother of Jesus, indeed, as we can say, the mother of God. And yes, I just said the mother of God. That we Lutherans can say such things. That the Christian church throughout all times has always confessed Mary is the mother of God. That is what the angel of the Lord says to hear. That this child is God with us. If that which is inside of Mary is of the Holy Spirit, aptly named Emmanuel, God with us, then indeed Mary is the mother of God. that sure, the triune God had existed from all eternity, but at that moment of time, the second person of the triune God, the Son of the Father, the only begotten of the Father, came down from heaven to take upon himself for the rest of all eternity to assume into himself human flesh. The true God came down and became true man. Our brother. So Jesus is both the Son of God and the Son of Mary. That Mary, because she gave birth to Jesus, can rightly be called the Mother of God, for Jesus is God. Joseph and his dream. There's no more consideration needed. Mary would not need to be put away quietly. She would not need to be put away at all. But instead, she would need to be taken care of and guarded as she bore this most precious gift to all mankind. As she bore God's love for all mankind. And so Joseph responded to God's word as a faithful and just man, believing it. Many today have forsaken Christianity and do not believe in the virgin birth. And when they forsake such things, they leave the faith behind. Because if Christ is not born of the Virgin, God is not faithful to His Word. If Christ is merely the product of Joseph and Mary coming together, then He's not true God, but purely man. And being only a man, He is then unable to provide a sacrifice. He's unable to be the propitiation for our sins. That those who deny the virgin birth deny their own salvation. But we have it from God's Word that there is and there was a virgin who conceived and bore a son. We receive that Word either in faith or in unbelief. And if you wish to be a Christian, you must trust God at His Word. But if you don't, then try to make your own way to heaven outside of the virgin-born Son of God. You will not make it far. For only this virgin-born, only begotten Son of the Father, the once conceived in Mary of the Holy Spirit, He's the only one who can redeem body and soul for all eternity. Only that Christ child saves. I have deliberately left out one part of the dream so far. The angel gives Joseph the name by which this child will be called. That he shall be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That this again confirms all that the prophets foretold, that God would be the one to come and rescue humanity from the pit that humanity dug for itself in sin. That Jesus means God saves. It is the same name in the Hebrew as that of Joshua. And so as this text reminds us of the various Josephs and their dreams, so this name Jesus, this name Joshua in the Hebrew, reminds us of two other Old Testament saints who both pointed forward to Jesus and what He would do. The first, Joshua, the son of Nun, selected by Moses to succeed him to lead the people of God into the Promised Land. Then Moses, being known for the giving of the law, Joshua then becomes known for taking the people into the Promised Land. So it is with Jesus. He saves people from their sins. He takes them across the river of baptism into the open heavens, a promised land that will never be taken away. And the second Joshua of the Old Testament was a faithful high priest at the time of restoration. He was made clean by God in order to offer sacrifice for the whole people. And so Joshua, or the later Joshua, that is Jesus, fulfilling all of what the high priest could never do, offered up not rams and bulls and goats and so forth, but offered up himself as a sacrifice for all sins forever. That the blood of animals could not do it, but the blood of Jesus Christ, True God and true man, our great high priest, his blood makes us pure. And his sacrifice was once and for all. That's the point of today and tomorrow. It's not necessarily to reenact the scene of Bethlehem, but it is to, by faith, to grab onto these glorious promises of our God, which came to be fulfilled in that child born in Bethlehem so long ago. That he came into the world not with glory and glamour, but in humility. That the work ahead of this child was great, for he came to save his people from their sins. That this work required him to be true God, God with us. And his work as our substitute required him to be true man, born of the Virgin Mary. Now that you are at this point, grab onto this, that he is God for you. Joseph woke from that dream and eventually named that child Jesus because he believed that Jesus was the one who would save even Joseph from his sins. So also this child is named Jesus, and he has saved you from your sins. Let your faith rest on those words from God that Jesus is my Jesus. That Jesus has saved me from my sins. That Jesus is truly Emmanuel, God who is with us. And not just that, but God with you. Yet let your faith respond that Jesus is indeed God with me. Because it's his word. And like faithful and just Joseph, you can believe it. For when God says something, it is true. And the beauty of this text is the same as all the rest of the scriptures, that it is written for you and for your salvation, that you would believe in it, and by believing in it, trust in Christ for all that salvation and forgiveness that is yours, and for all the promises that are yet to come. In the name of Jesus, Amen.